Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go, people, on a Tuesday here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Neri. It is time to make it rain. And, man, they were making it rain in New York City yesterday, and you're there, Dane. I'm wondering if you noticed this, because listen, I'm all for celebrating Tiger. Don't get me wrong. Nice story, great, good for golf, all of that. Happy, you know, that horse crap there. But somebody explained to me why the Empire State Building was glowing in green in honor of Tiger Woods's, Masters win, which is nice, but you know, it is. What connection does he have to New York exactly that the Empire State Building would get lit up green? Help me out. Understand what's going on there. Like, are we going a little overboard here, people? Let's not forget he was just very short time ago, took a 4-iron to the back of the car there because he was banging Perkins waitresses. Right. Should we be honoring, with the whole Empire State Building?
This is a society of second chances, Joe, and a society where we do not remember anything that had happened more than a week ago. So the idea that Tiger Woods had, you know, some scandals in his past is completely forgotten. Joe, you talked about how, like, this new crop of golfers forgot what it was like to have Tiger Woods threatening on the back nine. The society also forgot what it was, you know, that got Tiger Woods to have his meteoric fall. But, at the same time, though, Joe, no, the Empire State Building getting lit up is something like they do it different, you know, every day for something. It's like, you know, you can find on the calendar like 2 weeks ago, it was Siblings Day. It was, you know, National Puerto Rican Day. It's National This Day. It's National Cereal Day. It's National, you know, Toast Day. So
there's no rhyme or reason. They just celebrate anything and everything and just light it up accordingly.
It's lit up for something every day. So, you know, they wanted to take advantage of the buzz and put Tiger in the mix. That's all.
Well, it could have been worse. I mean, it could have been lit up like Notre Dame yesterday, which was wall-to-wall.
Kind of different lit up.
Yes. I don't know if that's too soon or not, but that was.
Is that a sign something? Woo. Is that a sign? Does that mean like the locusts are coming next, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I will say this. It goes to show you that you get what you pay for. Anytime you're going to do any sort of construction work on a 1,000-year-old property, right, maybe make sure people don't know what the hell they're doing before they light the whole thing on fire. Jeez, you got to be kidding me.
To clarify, they were like, hey, Dane, we're talking about the church, not the university, not the football team here.
The church that was wall-to-wall coverage for 10 hours yesterday. It was every time I turned around, whether it was on social media or it was on TV, there was a church burning. I'm like, what? Why is everything burning?
Hey, guys, I need to cut in on this because I got to visit the Notre Dame about 10 years ago.
I like how you pronounce the Tupavon in Notre Dame.
Well, oh, I know. Well, that's fancy there. Was this before or after your trip to Vegas?
This would be well before my trip to Vegas.
Well, okay, go ahead.
This was 2005. And let me tell you something. That building is – it is just spectacular. It is beautiful. Everything. That being said, that spire that collapsed and that attic where the this fire started, we got to – you get to see it. Like, it's part of the tour. The fact that it took – the fact that it was only until yesterday that got set ablaze, I'm surprised.
Really? Well, did you meet the Hunchback?
Yeah. Well, you know, can I just say, I mean, listen, if you're telling me that was part
I might
of the
have.
Tour,
I'm not
it
sure.
is a good thing that place was closed yesterday, because if that was packed with a whole bunch of tourists being able to go through it, that would have been a horrific scene.
Joe, there was a mass going on.
Yeah, but not in that section, though. I mean,
Yeah,
but I mean, if there was like tour groups going on through there, and that place lights up like, and they were doing all sorts of demo on it, weren't they? They were doing all sorts
reconstruction.
Of
reconstruction. That's
reconstruction.
Actually, it's unclear. French authorities are saying it's unclear what caused the fire, though. Paris firefighters say it was caused by some mishap with the reconstruction going on.
Of course, yeah. Some dude was smoking a joint in a corner and, burning seed there, and that was the end of it. Lit the place up like a Christmas tree.
Joe, you're talking about making it rain, right? And you were saying New York City. I thought you were going to be talking about Philadelphia, where, you know, I took the under clearly in that game, and then they go for like 268 as a total. They were making it rain in Philly last night. That's where I thought you were going.
No, they were making it. Well, at least the firefighters were trying to make it rain last night there in Notre Dame. They do have the fire under control, right? Because I'm not seeing nearly as many pictures here this morning of a church on fire.
Wall coverage on all the networks anymore?
Holy wow! And I kept thinking it was multiple places because they kept showing different angles all the time. And I'm like, is this the same damn place? Like, what is going on here? And then of course, you know, people were all over social media last night going. Just like Bavona, I was there. I was here. I didn't realize it was one of the most, one of the biggest tourist attractions in the world. People are going there. So
12 million people a year.
Damn, 12 million people a year. Maybe you want to be a little bit more careful next time you throw out a little torch there, trying to do a little welding. Ridiculous.
Absolutely crazy. But
thanks,
like
Bavona.
I said,
what'd you have better time? Was it Notre Dame?
Notre Dame
or Mons Venus there in Vegas. Which one did you enjoy better, man? With
come
the
on. What do you think? You know it was Notre Dame.
Oh man.
There it is.
I enjoyed West Coast tours in San Diego.
A little vino, a little wine, a little good to go there. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. It's going to be one of those kinds of days. All right, coming up, somebody signs for a whole lot of money.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Yeah, looks like we got ourselves a new multi-trillionaire here in the NFL. Is breaking news this morning coming across. Welcome in Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we look to help you make it rain. Moving along,
well, Joe. I'm unaware of this. Can I guess? Is it Danger Russ?
Yeah, it's very much so. And I only know this because I happen to see him and his wife there, Sierra, there in bed. Yeah, they were nice enough to give us a little peek into what goes on behind the scenes. And this was Russell Wilson about an hour ago, in fact, posting on his Instagram page and his Twitter page. This was him and Seattle. Check this out, man.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
Yeah, right. And then he got rolls over and lands on top of Sierra. Very strange announcement, but that came out. And then, of course, Schefter came over the top with that and was like, hey, guess what? Russell Wilson signs a deal. So a very expensive deal, by the way. They have now made him the highest paid player in the NFL. $140 million extension, $65 million signing bonus over a 4-year period. He is now 30, which means he is going to be tied to the Seahawks through at least the 2023 season. He now surpasses Aaron Rodgers as far as the richest contract, annual average, a little over $35 million per season. And all because he pushed the envelope here and gave them a artificial deadline that he created, that being 12 o'clock last night, saying that I want a deal, pay my ass. And in fact, some of his demands, there were a lot of people wondering if a deal was ever going to happen, since he wanted at least 15-18% of the cap space towards him, allocated towards his salary. And a lot of people are like, that's just never going to happen. I mean, Seattle can, they could just sit there and do the whole Kirk Cousins thing. I'll just franchise tag your ass and, you know, you'll make a lot of money, but it'll be year to year and you'll never really get that long-term contract, thus risking injury or anything else that's happening. So I'm glad they came to it. I mean, listen, $65 million in a signing bonus makes this at least a little more affordable, because it doesn't count towards the cap nearly as much, because you're giving them all that money up front. But I will say this, they've got other people they got to sign here now on Seattle, including, you know, a pretty good linebacker and a pretty good defensive end that they got to figure out how they're going to pay here Bobby Wagner, I think, is coming up, right? Clark is coming up. So, but congratulations to Russell and Sierra there. They got themselves a whole lot of money, and I know there was a couple of Giant fans this morning probably watching that video going, come on, I thought you wanted to be in New York. I guess it turns out he really wanted to be in Seattle. He just wanted to get paid, and paid he got. Now, I don't know if you would agree. I don't know that Seattle had much of a choice here with the with the situation, but I certainly don't have a problem paying him that money because – I do think of all the guys in a league at 30 years old, I certainly think this is a guy that is has earned his money as a number three, a third round draft pick.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Russell Wilson, you know, you'll never hear me saying he's anything but one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And somehow, in my opinion, honestly, underrated. You know, if you want to know the truth, Joe, we talk about guys like Patty Mahomes, right? Right now, with mobility in the pocket, making plays outside of structure, and the ability to also be safe and not get killed like RG3. And to be quite honest, Russell Wilson is the standard bearer, in my opinion. You know, Aaron Rodgers does it in a slightly different way in terms of mobility in the pocket, but Russell Wilson is the model. And Russell Wilson, you know, guys like Baker Mayfield, guys like Kyler Murray can thank Russell Wilson for, in my opinion, proving another way the quarterback position can be played. You know, Russell Wilson is the guy who proved that. What is he? You know, depends on if you believe he's 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot, or 5'5". You know what I mean? But he is clearly one of the shorter guys, one of the kind of baseball guys, right, that is able to make these plays out of structure. And it's almost like when he's out of the pocket, he's more dangerous. So, and he's won, you know, he won a Super Bowl. They should have won another. You know, we all know about that, right? So I think he should get paid. Absolutely. What I think is interesting also, Joe, is you know how LeBron James in basketball like kind of changed the way deals were done, was kind of a different financial cat and understood that, wanted kind of the short-term contracts for more bites at the apple and stuff like that. I believe Russell Wilson is the NFL analog to LeBron James in that business sense way. If you remember his last contract in 2015, he wanted to change the game in terms of the guaranteed money that was in the contract. He was the kind of the first big quarterback being like, nah, I want it all guaranteed. He didn't ultimately get that, but he got 61 out of his something like $87 million guaranteed. And that was seen as new. That was seen as different in the NFL finances. This year, he comes out and wants it, you know, tied to the salary cap and being able to be a percentage that goes up as the cap goes up. This is also a guy, you know this, Joe, who like has a stake in a DFS company. Okay, so he is out there. He is out in front. He has the business sense. And I like what Russell Wilson is doing. I think he is a model in a business sense for NFL and contracts. And absolutely on the football side, Russell Wilson is definitely worth it. As a, you know, he's not Brady or Breeze, one of the older guard in the more younger way, along with Aaron Rodgers. He is, in my opinion, going to be the kind of standard bearer for the NFL in about 5 years. He definitely deserves it, Joe.
He, despite, of course, the uncertainty sitting around him, he did have a 1 year left on that 2015 extension he had. Would have paid him close to $22 million. Would have made him the second highest paid quarterback behind Aaron Rodgers anyway. But he wanted a little bit more. He wanted to get paid. Some people will say maybe he was a little undervalued when he signed that extension back in the day. And I don't, in terms of value, I don't think there was anybody more valuable to a franchise than Russell Wilson and what he brought to the table. Now, there are going to be some people that say, all right, congratulations. You're paying $35 million to a guy on a team that doesn't throw the ball more than 25 times a game. They are going to be a running team. Make no mistake about it. That's why they've revamped the offensive line. And the reason he had such a good year last year was because they could run the damn ball. So Aaron Rodgers, on one hand, you're going to win or lose because of Aaron Rodgers' arm. I don't know necessarily that Seattle is going to win or lose because of Russell Wilson's arm. I do know that if you're Seattle, you don't let a guy like Russell Wilson walk out the door. Whether it would have been paying him and tagging him year after year, ultimately, make no mistake, they owned all the cards here. I mean, Seattle could have just kept paying them, hey, 20 million, you know, 25 here, 27 there. They could have kept going year to year, but that exposes Russell Wilson for injury, a bad year. So this, I think, works out. And even at 4 years, I mean, so you've got him locked up through 2023, making $35 million. Is there somebody else coming up that could surpass that? I don't know that anybody else. I mean, the rookies that are out there right now, Luck's already signed.
Yeah, so, there's kind of a gap.
Who's left?
You know, to
right.
this young guard. You know, yeah. And because remember, Joe, about 4 or 5 years ago, people were questioning the state of quarterback play in the NFL, yeah. right? That's when it was like those kids coming up that were not that great. And then there was an influx. I mean, the next ones that come up, because Goff and Wentz, you know, Goff and Wentz might be the next ones that come up because
Mahomes,
the class before that, remember, Mariota and Winston are not that impressive right now.
No, they're not going to get that.
So, no, yeah. I think it would be the Goff and Wentz year. That would yeah. be kind of the next ones. Matty Ryan, those guys have come up already.
They've already done. Mahomes is probably the next guy that's going to get paid off the charts.
If they want to do him early.
Up there. Yeah.
If they want to do
I'm
him
sure
early.
They are. I'm thinking right. after this year, they'll probably lock
him up. Maybe if Deshaun Watson gets done early.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be in that class, too. But not many other guys are going to be talking about $35 million a year. But congratulations, Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks. Sure. You wrapped up your quarterback as well. You should. Way to get paid, my man. Way to get paid. All right, we'll talk about the NBA last night. What happened? Biggest comeback in the history of the game.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Game time decisions.
You know, I'm a nicer guy than most people. I said no suspension for Kadri. Say, hey, I'm watching you, Kadri. That'd be enough after the fact. The Russ tried to run Marlowe into the pole next to the bench. It was a cheap shot. I don't know why no one sees that. He skated. He waited. He was like, I'm going to wait till right now, and I'm going to try to drill him. That's Marlowe, too. Marlowe's like 80 years old. He deserved to get hit in the face.
You know what, Gabe? And you're right about that. I still think he's going to get a game or two.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Lee saw a 2-for-1 opportunity, but says, you know, let's get the right shot here.
Gilgeous Alexander. Shamit for three. Bang! Yo!
Somebody tell him he's a rookie.
Yeah, that was really capping one of the most unbelievable comebacks in the history of the NBA. 31-point comeback, biggest in NBA playoff history. And it wasn't the Warriors, people. It was against the Warriors. It was the Clippers who just destroyed the Golden State Warriors in their own building. Unbelievable comeback. And it looks like the Golden State Warriors might have lost twice last night. Just devastating across the board there. But we'll give you all the details on that. Welcome in. Another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And I guess maybe the best way to describe this would be let a former Laker who couldn't play with them, Lou Williams, tell you exactly why it is that the Clippers just won't go away.
This is who we've been all season. You know, to have it on a national stage for our young guys. You know, we're starting two rookies and a third year guy, and we go out there and we fight hard as we can every night. So it's good to showcase that.
Yeah, and the last couple of plays there, that last three pointer that sealed the deal for him. Keep in mind that that pass was from a rookie. It went to a rookie on the road in the playoffs, an opportunity to pull off the unbelievable, and they did it. Just a certain level of toughness with this Clippers team that you cannot deny them, and a very valuable lesson, unfortunately, learned for Golden State that, and you would think Golden State would know better, but when you take your foot off the gas, this is exactly what happens, especially, you know, this was all set in game number one. The whole Patrick Beverley and Kevin Durant going at each other. There is a certain toughness to this team that, I mean, there is absolutely no denying it. You've got to be mentally tough. You've got to be mentally strong to erase a 31-point second half deficit in game two on the road in one of the toughest places to play in the Oracle against the, you know, the two-time defending champions, to be able to do it with a couple of rookies. And of course, staring down Steph Curry, Kevin Durant on the other side. And by the way, Kevin Durant watched the end of this game again on the bench due to the fact of him fouling out. So they have a very specific way that they decided they were going to go after this team, and it worked. And oh yeah, by the way, they ended up losing Boogie Cousins there. It looks like he torn his quad. So how big is that Andrew Bogut signing just about a month or so ago for the Golden State Warriors? No Boogie Cousins, no Kevin Durant at the end of that game. Montrezl Harrell had his way in the paint there once Boogie Cousins went down. They really had no answer for him. 25 points, 10 boards. Gallinari had 24 points, 6 assists. Lou Williams, 36 points, 11 assists.
Yeah,
they just had no answer for them whatsoever. I mean, it was a stretch from about 8 minutes left in the second to about 8 minutes into the third, where Golden State went 15 for 15 from the floor. I mean, it was an unbelievable stretch. They did not miss at the end of the second quarter into the first half of the third quarter. They didn't miss a shot. They went 15 for 15. And there were a lot of guys I know that were looking at this game going, all right, it's over. I'll see you later. And then all of a sudden it was a switch flipped here, not for Golden State. Boogie went down, and then all of a sudden it started to change a little bit, and they started to get some more baskets. And then, of course, Curry, who lit him up in the first half, 20-some-odd points. Guess where he was in the second half? Nowhere to be found. Kevin Durant is banging heads, fouling out of the game. And there really wasn't anybody left for Golden State to pick up the pieces, and that's a problem. So they kind of got smacked right in the face, kind of serves them right. This is either going to be the greatest thing to ever happen to them, or this could be the sign of a very dangerous path here with a very dangerous Clippers team who is not intimidated, could care less. And maybe, just maybe, the Clippers are the team that are going to rough them up a little bit, maybe set them up for a Houston rematch in the second round. Maybe, you know, tire them down a little bit here after this series. But whether they win or another game or not, let's be realistic here. The Clippers, they've already won on so many different levels with that comeback last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, Joe, shout out to our boy, friend of the program, Lou Williams. You know, he of the Thruple, you know, we love him. And he went off yesterday, right? He goes 13 for 22 from the field, putting down 36 points. And here's the thing. We are going to get to know Joe. We are going to get to know Kevin Looney and Andrew Bogut a lot in the middle for this Golden State team. Okay. Yes, this is a one win. They had the big comeback. I still think the Warriors are going to, you know, still cruise in this series. But I look at the DeMarcus Cousins quad injury, okay? It looks like people they are expecting this to be a significant injury, maybe a torn quad. We'll get more information on that as we go along. But that's what I think is the most important part here, okay? Without Boogie Cousins, it's going to be Looney and Bogut in the middle. And that, to me, would be the way that Golden State might be susceptible. You mentioned it, Joe. Montrezl Harrell, okay, with 25 points, going 9 for 9 from the field, all right? That, if anything, I think, is going to be the kryptonite for the Golden State Warriors, okay? Something in the inside. So I look at a guy like Clint Capella in the next potential round, right, against the Golden State. I look at a guy like, you know, an Enes Kanter, a Steven Adams, a Jokic, you know, those kind of big men in the middle in the West that may now, without a Boogie Cousins, be able to cause some problems for the Golden State Warriors. And then if you look in the East, guy obviously like Giannis, that to me is going to be the thing that bears watching. Yes, this comeback was huge for the Clippers, but this could be, to your point, a good thing for the Warriors to realize that they got to put their foot on the throat of their opponents, that they have to keep their foot on the gas pedal, okay? So that could be a big thing, but this Boogie Cousins injury with the quad after only 4 minutes of play, that is something that bears watching, because maybe it's not the Clippers, but if Montrezl Harrell can score 25 and go 9 for 9, you know, you got to worry about a guy like a Steven Adams or a guy like a Jokic or some of the other big men they may see further down the line.
Yeah, and Durant, by the way, not only did he get tossed out because he got fouled out there in the game, he also had 9 turnovers in that game. We're talking about one of the, if not the best player in the NBA, with a little bit of pressure from a guy half his size is what it looks like and feels like when you watch it. 9 turnovers in the face of that kind of pressure is eyebrow raising, to say the least. I wouldn't necessarily say it's panic time, but I do think that is a that might be a recipe here moving forward for the rest of the NBA to look at that and go, well, look at this. He is human after all. If you get in his face, if you, you know, you kind of bother him, you take Kevin Durant out of his game. He was of no help to this team late when they needed somebody to be able to step up. He couldn't help them. And you still don't have Klay Thompson shooting worth of anything. I mean, Draymond Green shooting better than Klay Thompson. What does that tell you right now? Yeah. And if Steph Curry goes MIA like he did in the second half in that game, and you don't have and Kevin Durant is too busy because Patrick Beverley's all up in his grill, they might be able to win another game here. And all of this to me is just a matter of, all right, now you're not sweeping them. They'll regroup. Rest. They're more talented, but if they could pull out, let's say they can win one at home here, the Clippers. Well, now, you know, that's an extra game. That's a little extra wear and tear. And then all of a sudden you start moving into the second round. That could go, you know, that could go 6 or 7 games. And then, you know, it's not a three alarm fire here right now, but that last night, I think, just proved that they are beatable. And maybe sometimes the worst enemy of the Golden State Warriors are themselves, because there was no excuse for that whatsoever. They allowed a team back into it where you need to finish. And for the most part, they've done a pretty good job, but it just goes to show you how hard it is to stay focused for 3 years, man, you know, gone through this now. That's why it's so hard to repeat in anything. The level of focus and by the way, staying hungry, you know, you have any idea how hard, like the Clippers are hungry, but you know how hard it is to gain that edge year after year, knowing you're the best team. It's a hard thing to do, man.
It sure is. And by the way, Joe, that's our poll question up today on Twitter that you can check out at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. We ask you this morning, what impact will Boogie's injury have on the Dubs' three-peat chances? Choices are, Joe, they still win it all. They lose in the finals now.
they don't get out of the West now or they're screwed. And you're talking about it, Joe, like the Clippers, if they don't, they're not going to win it themselves, but they might rough up the Warriors a little bit more. You never know. Kevin Durant gets another technical foul. Maybe doubt creeps in. We're already down Boogie Cousins. But let me ask you, Joe, when push comes to shove, you still taking the Warriors or the field for the NBA championship?
No, I'm still taking the Warriors until otherwise. Right. I mean, listen, Boogie Cousins was a nice addition. It added a different layer, but ultimately, you know, they were going to win. Boogie Cousins is hit or miss, man. He can either drop 30 for you and dominate a game, or he can be better off on the bench. His plus minus minutes don't tell me that he is that big of a rotation guy. That nice piece to have, it would have made them even more dangerous, but I don't think it makes their chances any less of repeating. This is still going to go as Steph Curry goes. It's ultimately what it always has been.
So
this is always going to be Steph Curry's team.
Stubs, right?
Yeah, it's still going to be Steph Curry's team. Well, it's always going to be Steph Curry's team.
Here's one thing I think of from a cynical Knicks fan, right? This is more proving more and more that Durant, like Charles Barkley said it, you know, Durant is a little sensitive. He's got a burner account. People can get in his skin. He might turn the ball over in clutch moments. You know, I wonder if the New York stage that he's supposed to be coming to in July might be too much for him.
It'll be interesting, very interesting to see game three and how he reacts now, Kevin Durant. He's had two times to kind of swat him away and don't let it bother him. But two times it has bothered him. So we'll tell you what happened in the other NBA game last night. It's unbelievable. What happened to defense?
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
So, guys, we definitely want to invite you to tune in to Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network weekdays, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Dave Morenci, Cam Stewart, they're going to help you guys navigate through the sports wagering landscape while living vicariously through their addictive lives. Always so much fun. The show available on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app on iHeart, TuneIn, and of course, you can catch the video of the program on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page or on your favorite streaming provider. It's Game Time Decisions. Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page. Weekdays, 4 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as we want to welcome you, though, here on this Tuesday, if you're just getting up and you're trying to figure out what the hell happened last night there in the NBA, well, it's pretty simple here. You thought that the Golden State Warriors would probably be up 2-0. That's not the case. Biggest comeback in NBA playoff history, 31 points by the Clippers. Steve Kerr said it perfectly last night. We pretty much stopped playing. Yeah, that was we just kind of let them do whatever they wanted to do. They lost their intensity. And it shows on how just how difficult it is to maintain that level of hunger after, you know, you've won 60 games a year and you kind of seem to breeze through and never very challenged. But they listen, it's 1-1 and it goes to the Clippers and we'll see how they fuel off of this. They have shown in the past where just when you punch them and, you know, they look absolutely horrific, they can come back and still dominate you. They are still the better team here, but it'll be fun to watch how this moves forward. Now, the other game last night was what a difference a game makes, huh? What a difference a day makes here. There was less than 24 hours ago, we were talking about how Ben Simmons was pretty much like a deer caught in the headlights, can't shoot. He's a liability on the outside, on the perimeter. J.J. Redick had more fouls than he had points. Embiid thought he was like Reggie Miller, just every time at the top of the key, he's just chucking threes up left and right. I mean, it was an absolute mess after game one, and a lot of the fans were booing in Philadelphia. That was 24 hours ago, and what a difference it is. I don't think anybody in Philadelphia is booing right now as they ended up kicking the living crap out of the Brooklyn Nets. But I will say this. The Nets, as they gave up 51 points in the third, this was a one-point game going into halftime. And, you know, they had 100, almost 130 points scored between them. And I don't know. I kept scratching my head last night watching this game when it got to halftime. I'm going, I don't know how Brooklyn is even in this game. They got out rebounded. They got out, you know, they were giving up layups. They were playing no defense. You're talking about a Sixers team that was shooting over 50%. And yet they were only 1 point behind. I'm going, I don't know how they are even in this game, given what I'm watching from Philadelphia here. And I think that's what the Nets are. The Nets are a bunch of, you know, junkyard dogs that right. will just, they're not going to go away. I mean, that's who they are. Unfortunately, in the second half, they kept the intensity up, Philadelphia, and they kind of ran away with it in the third and made it just, you score 51 points in the third quarter. That was the end of that. The lack of defense, Joel Embiid doing whatever the hell he wanted, and all of a sudden Simmons with a triple-double now. He can shoot, he can score, he can pass, he's doing it all. It just felt like Philadelphia, especially at halftime in the second half, they were going to continue on that torrid pace, and Brooklyn was going to have to figure out an answer. I just wasn't sure that they were going to have an answer in the second half, and they didn't, but we got ourselves a series here, and maybe I was more impressed with the loss by Brooklyn than I was on Philadelphia, because that's the Philadelphia people expect to see, right? That's who they, that's how much talent they have. They can put up a buck 50 on you. But the relentlessness of Brooklyn, even in that loss and being out everything in that game, still having that game as close as it was at halftime, that's who Brooklyn is, and that is why Brooklyn cannot be counted out any game in this series. And by the way, Philadelphia knows it. I just don't know. Can we get that another, you know, three consecutive games in a row from Philadelphia? Because they haven't done it to this point, so I don't know, and that's the big question.
Yeah, to me, the question is, you talked about identity with these two teams, you know, previously. And the idea that these Nets are scrappy, the junkyard dogs, the team effort, you know, that sort of thing, that's going to remain. For me, the question with the Sixers are, do they play team ball or do they become this conglomerate of stars? You know, remember, in game one, Joel Embiid took 5 3-pointers. Why the hell would he be doing that? You know what I mean? This is not an all-star game. This is the playoffs, you know? So, but yesterday, he doesn't attempt any threes. You know, he's 8 for 12 from the field. You know, Ben Simmons also no threes. He's kicking all his shots, you know, driving to the hole, posting up, that sort of thing. They leave the threes to Tobias Harris and J.J. Redick, you know, that sort of thing. If they play their team ball, we've always said it. You know, Joe, their starting five is as talented, surely, as anybody in the East, maybe the most talented starting five in the NBA. The question is, will they play within themselves? Will they stay with it? Because when they do, they're capable of this, Joe. You know, I was touting the under in this game all day yesterday. That certainly went by the wayside when the 76ers put up a 51-point third quarter. They are capable of this. The question is, you know, it was always about the mentality of this team, the chemistry of this team. Would Jimmy Butler be a net positive or negative in the locker room? Is there one ball enough to go around when you get another shooter like Tobias Harris? You know, that's the things. The talent has never been the question for Philadelphia. It's how it all comes together. And at least last night, they all played their roles well. Ben Simmons winds up with a triple-double, and the Sixers get a 20-plus point win. The question is, can they be consistent, and can they hold to that? Or do they go astray? That's really what it comes down to for the Sixers.
Yeah, consistency with them, because it's not, they got the players. Everybody knows it. And, you know, when they got Harris, everyone was talking about maybe the most talented starting five, but they didn't put it together on a consistent enough basis in the second half after the All-Star break for anybody to look at this team and think they were unbeatable. What you got last night is the Sixers at, you know, at full throttle when everything is going well. That's what the Sixers can be, which is pretty damn scary, you know, watching that game last night. But not a lot of experience. It's nice to see that they had their backs against the wall. They could, no way they could lose two games at home. That would have been just devastating. But they came back. They responded. Good news. Good sign. But again, this isn't a team that is going to roll over. They're not going to be intimidated, Brooklyn, by any stretch. They go home now, you know, right around the corner from where you are is where they're going to be. And can we get, and that's the biggest question, can we get another performance like we saw last night on the road in the playoffs from the Sixers? Because I'm telling you, the look-ahead line right now, I'm assuming we're going to be another 8, 9, possibly 10 points in this game, where they're going to be home dogs, Brooklyn, and I'm still going to go ahead and ride them as an underdog because I do think, especially after what I witnessed yesterday in that first half, a team that over was done in the first half. When you score 130 points in the first half, yeah, that was terrible, which is what makes second half wagering so exciting.
Right.
Kind of makes up for those pregame mistakes that you make when you're betting, because there was no way they were going to score under 100 points in the second half of that game. And the over-under in the second half was 114. And you just kind of had a feeling that watching that first half, you're like, yeah, they're going to score like 100, another 100. This could be 260 before it's all said and done. And sure enough, that's what they ended up doing. But keep an eye on the line moving forward here with this team, Ken, because if anything yesterday, what we witnessed was the perfect executing offense, defense from Philadelphia. And still on the losing end, don't forget, Brooklyn still scored 125 points.
Right.
So yeah, so it wasn't like the Sixers and the Celtics, which we have to endure again tonight. And we'll talk about those games coming up where, you know, first one to 70 wins. They scored 125 in a losing effort. This team can score with them. Can they come up with some sort of defensive response? Joel Embiid, can the health of that knee, can that stay up there? Because he still looks like he's hobbled.
Only 21 minutes.
Yeah, and you know, J.J. Redick, Simmons, are we going to get another triple-double? I just think they're going to go back to the drawing board, that being Brooklyn, and they're going to come up with a defensive scheme. I don't think we're going to see another 51 points in a quarter or another 149 points. I do expect this to be a very heavyweightish type of fight, and keep an eye on the overs moving forward. I'm wondering what the totals are going to be moving forward. I don't know if they're out yet on the look aheads, but boy, oh boy. I think the overs might very well be something to keep an eye out in this series, especially.
Now, here's the other thing that my mind thinks of, Joe. One of the things we talked about yesterday was the zigzag theory, right?
Yes.
And if you were playing the zigzag theory, you nailed it both games, right? The Clippers, you saw them get blown out in game one. You think maybe they keep it closer in game two. They did better than that, winning outright. And if you went zigzag in this other series, you were like, oh, Philadelphia is going to come back. They're not going to go down 2-0 in their building, right? And so the zigzag theory does, in fact, hold. Or at least it did yesterday. So when I spin it forward, and I know we're going to do that a little bit later on in the show, you know, I see Toronto get home for game two, but laying 10 points. I see the Nuggets home for game two, but laying 7 points, right? And I wonder, you know, the zigzag for the other one down in Portland, that was a closer game, you know. So I wonder if it applies to Toronto at home and to Denver at home, those teams knowing that they can't go down 0-2. I wonder if they summon what the Sixers did last night and really bring their A game with their proverbial backs against the wall. I'd be interested to hear your take, Joe, whether it's now or later on in the show. If we believe in the zigzag theory, does that mean we believe in the Raptors and the Nuggets tonight?
Well, the answer is no. The zigzag theory is not profitable. If you were to simply blindly follow the zigzag theory, which means teams that are coming off an outright loss and didn't cover in game one, do they turn around and not only win, but cover in game two? And the answer is, since 2005, it only covers at a 48.8% clip, which means if you had blindly followed that theory, you're broke, and you've been broke actually for a while now. But having said that, there are, and we talked about this yesterday, there are spots and situations in which it is very profitable, and that's why it is so important to just don't blindly go, well, zigzag, they lost, they didn't cover it, they are definitely going to win and cover the next round. Favorites, home favorites coming off a loss and a non-cover, they've been historically profitable at about 54-55% since 2004. So there are certain situations in that theory that you need to take a better look at, but just blindly going, whoever loses game one is somehow going to be very careful
with
that.
Wouldn't the Raptors and Nuggets fit that? Wouldn't the Raptors and Nuggets fit that as home and now home favorites?
Yes, yes. But also, okay, that's a little misleading, though, since 2004, because the market has largely adjusted lately to the zigzag theory. It's not right. Like the bookmakers
so that's
aren't
baked
aware.
Into the number.
Right.
That's
it's not like they don't know that. Yeah. I think it started back in 2013 is when the market really started to adjust. So, you know, they know it. It's not like we're surprising the bookmakers with the zigzag theory, but just not blindly. Don't blindly do it. It's like following a dude on Twitter and blindly playing whatever he posts with no rhyme or reason. Yeah, don't do it. But there is a situation right now where teams have been 1-9 against this spread. We'll tell you what games and what theory that is. We'll do that coming up next year, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy.
Greg wants to drop everyone every week.
Well, not everyone. Most players, yes.
We were going through GDD today. He's like, this guy we got to drop, this guy we got
to
drop.
I wasn't really wrong on any of them. I wanted to drop Wellington Castillo. He sucks. Why am I keeping him? I wanted to drop Yonder Alonso. Frank said, no. I find fine. You could have that one. I wanted to drop Wilmer Flores. Great. No problem. Tyler O'Neill. I want to drop. I said we could drop Marwin Gonzalez. Is there anything I was so wrong about there?
No.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
All right, guys, Major League Baseball last night. We'll dive into some of what we witnessed. We'll recap that coming up at the top of the hour. But welcome in Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain here. And we're talking about the NBA last night, where we watched both teams who lost game one come back and win game two of a series. Thus the, and this has been floating around now, it's something called the zigzag theory, where you've got these, you've got teams coming off a against the number loss that that not only straight up, but didn't cover. They lose game one. And then, you know, people are saying it's been very profitable. You zigzag. Now they're going to bounce back. And which in theory is nice, but like we've been telling you, if you blindly followed that theory since 2004, yeah, you would have won at a 48.8% clip. And let me do the math for you. That means your ass is broke, okay? Probably bankrupt at this particular point. But when you boil it down a little bit more, we talked about, okay, how about home favorites? Home favorites coming off of a loss in a non-cover. Well, they've been more profitable, 54.4% since 2004. But also, keep in mind, the market, it's not like bookmakers don't understand this, you know, this theory here, the zigzag. So they, right around 2013, they started to adjust the lines for this very purpose in game two. And guess what? It's been losing value ever since 2016. Those teams went 1-9 against the number in that situational spot. So, you know, you want to take it over. It's just not, you know, they didn't cover. They were 1-9 against the number. They were 6-6 straight up. But again, that just goes to show you the market adjusts and you've got to be in it before it adjusts. Otherwise it doesn't do it. But I can say this. And if there is a way that you can look at it, the zigzag, and boil it down even more, and this fit the 76ers last night. If you have a home favorite that lost and lost against the number in game one, if they are undervalued by the public, meaning they are getting less than 55% of the bets in the next game, you can hammer that home, people. Those teams have covered at a 60% spread since 2004. So that means if the public don't back them in game two, yeah, there's a good chance that that team, like the Sixers last night, is going to blow the doors off of them. We'll talk more about that coming up, hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.